Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another body-pulsing edition of Care or Don't Care.
Oh.
Wait, your guys' body's pulse?
I don't know. I like it, though. Yeah. Let's do this.
If you don't know how this works, I read a catchy headline, and if my co-hosts say they care, then I'll tell you a story that'll take your mind to a place of illumination and eternal happiness.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds blissful.
Wow.
But if they don't care... They'll be dragged down the hall and locked in the jock bathroom immediately after one of the country jocks just used it.
Oh my god, the country jocks, 100% meat diets. Yeah. Those guys can put a steak down.
And then we'll pipe in Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe over the bathroom speakers for 17 straight hours.
No!
Is that what you want?
Are you threatening us?
Gosh. That is a threat.
I kind of love that Carly Rae song. So.
All right. Well, then don't care about any of these stories, Brooke. Let's get right into it with your first headline. The most insane way you've ever heard somebody stop a robbery in progress. Care or don't care?
I care?
Yes, I care.
Yeah, I care.
A 24-year-old in Slovakia walked into a gas station on Tuesday and tried to rob the place. He took money from the register, punched an employee, and then walked into an office in the back and tried to open up the safe.
Dang.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, a separate employee was hiding behind the snack aisle and called authorities. And they told her to do whatever you can to keep the perp there.
Right.
Because they were just a few miles away.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary. They shouldn't ask her to do anything.
Yeah.
They tell her to get out.
Well, normally they're like, don't do anything, just be safe.
Yeah.
And that's when 36-year-old Maria Hovarth decided she was going to be the hero that stopped him.
Okay.
And how did she do that? By going in the back and offering him oral favors. Yes. She's a hero. According to witnesses.
Let me picture
this. I gotta say.
A guy walks in a room and is like, everyone, hands up right now. And then some girl's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Did you want me to?
You know, though, more powerful than any weapon.
It really is, Brooke.
It's amazing how easily you men can be distracted.
Oh, my gosh.
According to witnesses, Maria spent a bunch of time with the criminal in the back office.
She did it?
Just enough time for the cops to show up, bust him in, and take him away.
And take her away from prosecution.
You know, this makes me feel like oddly better if a robber breaks in my home. Like, I know what to do now.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do, Alexis.
I'm guessing after the story got out, though, there was like a 4,000% increase in robberies at that gas station.
Yeah.
It's every 2 hours. Someone's like, is this the place? I'm holding it up.
The guy walks in, look, I won't hurt anyone. As long as she comes with me. Pun intended.
Yeah. I mean, only if you want to, because I want you to consent, though, right? Like,
All right, let's move on. Next headline. Finally, a good news story that doesn't involve a Slovakian woman giving oral favors to a criminal. Care or don't care?
I don't care.
I don't care. Nothing can top that.
I only care about the Slovakian.
Are you kidding me?
I care.
One care?
Oh, no.
All right, get the Carly Rae Jepsen CD ready. Okay, we're moving on. Wow. Next story. You'll be disappointed that you cared by the end of this story.
Oh.
Or will you?
Oh.
Care or don't care?
Ooh. Reverse psychology works really good on me. I care.
Yeah, I care. You got me.
I care. Right. I care because they care.
Well, believe it or not, Super Bowl tickets this year are somehow at an all-time high.
Well, that's because there's like four of them for
they
sale.
Have the makeup,
It's not somehow, Jeffrey. It's kind of like a supply and demand.
The cheapest tickets available online right now are going for $7,000 a seat.
Oh my
those
gosh.
Are for the nosebleeds. Meanwhile, the most expensive ones are going for as much as $365,000 per seat.
Do I get to play quarterback?
Dude.
I hope those at least come with a cup holder.
Yeah.
Maybe that costs extra. I don't know. But there is one way that you can go to the big game for just $100.
Okay. Hey, now we're talking.
Talk to me.
Because the NFL is selling fan in the stands cutouts.
Oh.
That would be a fun one.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
You could actually be on camera or something. It'd be cool.
You can submit your photo at sbfancuts.com. And a portion of the proceeds will be donated to local charities of your team's choosing.
I like how
that's cute.
It's only a portion because we're talking about the NFL.
Yeah. The rest are going to go to buying all organic kale smoothies to keep Tom Brady young still. Let's see if you guys care about this one. We talk about lotto winners a lot, but what about the biggest lottery bonehead mistake? care or don't care?
I don't care.
I
don't care.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, I care because I think it's going to happen to Jose.
Yeah.
All right, we got enough cares.
I agree.
A 61-year-old North Carolina man named Awiz Mohammed works as a manufacturing technician, and he was worried he might be part of the next round of layoffs at his business. So on his way home from work one night last week, he stopped off at his local Penny Saver outlet, and while he was in the checkout, he bought 3 lottery tickets.
Okay, this is all fine so far.
Instead of going to the car and taking them home, he scratched them off right there. The first 2 were duds, but the last one, he could not believe his eyes. It said he'd just won
$1,000. Oh, that's
scratcher,
and right when you need it.
So extremely excited, he took the ticket home, called his daughter to tell her the good news, and she came over a little later to celebrate and asked if she could look at the ticket.
No.
And that's when things got really interesting. Because apparently, when he scratched off the ticket in the grocery store, he didn't have his glasses on. And it turns out he did not win
$1,000.
Oh, sweetie.
Buddy.
Oh, sweetie.
Turns out Awiz won $150,000. The next morning, he drove straight to the lottery headquarters and collected his check. And after taxes, he's going to pocket over $110,000.
Wow!
What a stupid daughter. All you do is go, congrats, Dad. Let me cash it for you.
Yeah.
Here's your $1,000.
And now he says he plans to use the money to help pay off his mortgage.
Oh,
that's rad.
That's so good.
But and his daughter still has to take care of her own student loans.
Yeah.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care? Which state has the most pirates?
What?
Arkansas.
Oh.
Pirate humor is always good. Come on. That's Care or Don't Care. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.